This is The Takeaway. I'm Luke Burbank in for John Hockenberry. He will be back on Monday, but Celeste Headlee is here too.
That's right. I'm Celeste Headlee. It's the end of the year. Time to make the, you know, we at the end of every year, but especially at the end of the decade, you got all the best of and worst of lists. So we have another one that's a little bit off the beaten track. This is the best of and the worst of catchphrases, brought to us by Ron Rosenbaum. He's a columnist for Slate, and he's been compiling this list of notable catchphrases of the past 10 years and writes about it in Slate this week. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Celeste.
So let's get right to it. Before we get to what you call the best catchphrase of the decade or the top catchphrase, let's talk about some of the runners-up. What were some of the good ones?
Well, I have to say the public option is one of the most misleading and sadly opaque catchphrases, because if the people who, as I am, in favor of a public option, had come up with something that people could rally around rather than people could say, I think the whole history of healthcare reform would be changed.
You mean if it was as catchy as death panel, for example?
Exactly. Of course, there's this awful phrase, an Anglophile phrase, at the end of the day, which everyone uses, and it makes them sound profound, supposedly. There are a couple ones I like, game changer and workaround, but I think we could do with enough, no more outside the box, for instance.
That's been around for a while, though, Ron Rosenbaum. So let's see, what was your pick? You mentioned the catchphrase of the decade. What is it?
Well, you know, I chose, and I'm not saying that it's my favorite phrase, but I chose The Takeaway.
I applaud that decision.
And when I originally wrote about catchphrases about a year and a half ago, it was when your show was started, and I actually sort of had some criticism of it because I thought it sounded too Dilbert-like, too reductive, too sort of, management speak.
But who turned out to be right?
I can't argue with success.
Yeah. Well, you know, at the end of the day, it turned out to be a sort of outside-the-box title for a show.
You know, here's the thing, Ron. The one thing that's interesting about your article is that although catchphrases, it seems like kind of a lighter topic, you argue that actually catchphrases really speak to kind of some underlying things going on in society.
Well, you know, for instance, there's this long-lasting catchphrase, the banality of evil, which I wrote about recently in Slate, and I think it's really misleading, and it makes people sound like they understand the mystery of evil, and in fact, I think it's a really superficial way of looking at evil, and a lot of catchphrases contain a kind of hidden agenda that, workaround, for instance, which I kind of like, is a sort of ethical-sounding way of doing something sketchy or dodgy, I think.
Yeah, and obviously catchphrases like death panel, public option can be used to manipulate public opinion. Ron Rosenbaum, columnist for Slate. He's also author of Shakespeare Wars. Join us. Catchphrase of the decade? The Takeaway here.
Yes. Luke. I knew there was something right about this show.
Right.
The title.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.